This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It was getting a little too warm in southeastern Arizona, spring coming weeks early. But recently near the banks of the Ojalote, we've received some cool mornings. Thin sheets of ice in the birdbaths are on chicken and dog waters. And I've been able to build small fires in the morning to heat up our 1991 Marvelette. But by 9 or 10 o'clock that morning, doors and windows are opened. It's my kind of upland spring with freezes always lurking. Hey, I got to go up to Tucson a few weeks ago, and whoa, you talk about spring busting out. Oh my goodness. I went up to attend the Arizona Botany Meeting. It was held at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum and sponsored by both the museum and the Arizona Native Plant Society. How cool is that? Very cool. So driving through the Sonoran Desert on the way to the museum, that was just fantastic. I could have easily spent the day walking trails in the Saguaro National Monument. The desert was electric. Flowers were busting out. Insects were buzzing about. My sense of sight, my sense of smell, it was just overloaded. It was just far too brief an overdose of Sonoran Desert spring. But the botany meeting beckoned, and it's hard to complain about a day spent at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum among friends. I'm not a botanist, but I like to mingle with them. You never know. You might learn something. But so there I was, surrounded by people that just mean the world to me. Oh, and how about that museum botany staff? Oh, yikes. I love them so much. I want to get them in a big collective crushing hug. Okay. So there were, you didn't need to know that. There were 30-minute talks, lectures throughout the day. I attended most of them. I say most because, I mean, come on, the museum grounds are rather enticing. And some of the talks I attended, I understood and enjoyed. Some I simply couldn't get a handle on, but that's my lack of academia. I spent 5 years at getting out of high school, and I dropped out of college after 2.5 years, and I spent 40 years a bum. So some things I just can't get. One of the things I brought away from my day at the botany meeting, other than I'm not a botanist, was all the name changes of plants, all the name changes. For example, Acacia greggii, catclaw acacias, is now Senegalia. That's right, Senegalia greggii. And for all I know, it's been that way for years, and maybe I better start hanging out a little more with botanists. And no, those changed plant names went on and on. Yikes. So like I said, I saw many friends, met new friends. I met a botanist named Kathy Darrow, who was fun to jabber with. She generously gave me a copy of her book called Wild About Wildflowers, subtitle Extreme Botanizing in Crested Butte, Wildflower Capital of Colorado. And you might think, well, that's nice, Rocky Mountain flowers, Petey. But listen, we share in our uplands and our sky islands, where the northern reaches of the Sierra Madre, the southern reaches of the Rockies meet, we share many genera and a good amount of species. So this wildflower book that Catherine Darrow gave me is to die for. I mean, I'm such a plant geek, I read it for days. Wild About Wildflowers by Kathy Darrow. So one of the plants described in the book is Oxytropis lambertii, a low-growing perennial in the pea family, Fabaceae, a mound of cool pinnate leaves. It's sort of a gray mound of these pinnate leaves and a stalk of to-die-for purple pea flowers. Oxytropis is a true loco weed. You know, some of the genus Astragalus are called loco weeds, but Oxytropis is the real deal. And Kathy Darrow tells us that Oxytropis means sharp keel, and that's the way to tell the similar Astragalus from Oxytropis is that low petal, the keel is pointed. And she also reminds us that the specific epithet is in honor of A.B. Lambert, a British botanist of the late 18th century and early 19th century. Lambert's loco weed around you and me is going to start blooming in June in the hills and up into the pine forest. I find it near the headwaters of the Ojalote. It is so showy, it's hard to miss. And don't let your livestock eat it. It is truly toxic for cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. But of course, they only eat it if there's no grass, so there's probably a lesson there. Anyway, now you know. And I know, and Kathy Darrow and all these other botanists, they know, my friend. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.